This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. India has recorded over 12,800 fresh cases of coronavirus in the last 24 hours, with over 330 new fatalities. If we talk about the total number of infections, it is over 366,900. The death toll over 12,200 as per the Union Health Ministry update.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman also announced details on the Prime Minister Garib Kalyan Rozgar Abhiyan today via a press conference. It is a public work scheme worth rupees 50,000 crore that will provide job opportunities to migrant workers. She said that PM Modi will launch the scheme on June 20th via video conference. The scheme will implement 25 different types of works in as many as 116 districts of Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Jharkhand and Odisha. And it is set to provide immediate relief to migrant workers who have gone home. She also said that the government is monitoring the migrant movement. It is too early to assess the hit to manufacturing from this reverse migration, she said.
Telangana has become the only state not revealing testing numbers so far. Also, Tamil Nadu has crossed the 50,000 mark. Maharashtra has over 116,000 cases, followed by Tamil Nadu, as I said, over 50,000. Then Delhi, almost 47,100. Gujarat, over 25,000. Also with over 82 new cases, Assam has now crossed 4,700. 9 people have died in Assam. A case has been registered against a 25-year-old man from Maharashtra's Palghar district who got married without waiting for his COVID-19 test result, which later came out positive for the infection. Also, India is returning to normal business activity with consumption and demand rising as per Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Supreme Court has stayed this year's historic Puri's Rath Yatra due to COVID-19 pandemic. Some grim news coming from the economic front. India's economy will contract by 4% in FY21 as per Asian Development Bank. Also, after a contraction, it might grow back by 5% in FY22 as per the bank. Growth in Indian GDP slowed to 3.1% in the last quarter of FY20, if you recall the number. Also, Amit Shah has reviewed the COVID-19 situation in Delhi NCR. So the Union Home Minister today reviewed the coronavirus situation in Delhi and the National Capital Region. It includes Noida, Gurugram, Ghaziabad amidst increasing number of cases that we are seeing every day. The movement of people between Delhi NCR districts also was figured out in the meeting. The Home Minister reviewed the steps taken to check the spread of the virus. As per the official sources, Chief Medical Superintendent has tested COVID positive in Mathura. Now the district's tally has gone over 180. Coronavirus impact, colleges and universities can now offer 40% of their course online. Also, this 40% online course does not apply to the top 100 universities that have been allowed to offer fully online courses from the upcoming academic session. Delhi Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia has taken charge of health, PWD, power and other departments held by his colleague Satyendra Jain, who has now tested positive for COVID-19 and is in the hospital. So the Delhi Deputy take over the charge, and he has decided to cap the rates for COVID RT-PCR test at rupees 2400 inclusive of all charges. Also, Fitch Ratings have revised India's outlook to negative, affirms IDR at BBB negative. So the agency has noted that the coronavirus pandemic significantly weakened India's growth for the year and exposed challenges associated with a high public debt burden. Also, more ICUs may be needed in the coming days. Arvind Kejriwal has said that, the death toll from COVID-19 in the national capital has surged to over 1,800, and we might need more ICUs if, the tally crosses even more. Also, let's look at this week. Today, we have over 12,000 cases of coronavirus. Yesterday, we had over 10,900 cases. Before that, we had over 11,300. So this week we have been over 11,000 except for one day yesterday when it was touching 11,000, three less than 11,000. Also, these cases have started going up. On 1st of June, it was only 7,800. Then from June 2nd, it has, touched over 8,800, then 9,000 and 10,000, keeping this tally for around 2-3 days. Then it went down on 8th June with around 8,600 cases. But then after that, we have seen only increase. And today, we have again seen a record high in terms of the June numbers. Also, let's look at the states. Uttar Pradesh has over 15,000 cases, Rajasthan over 13,000 cases, West Bengal over 12,000 cases, then comes Madhya Pradesh with over 11,200 cases, Indore being the worst impacted with over 4,000 cases in the district. Haryana has over 8,800, Karnataka over 7,700. So these are the top 10 states after, of course, we have already discussed Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu, Delhi, Gujarat and the other numbers. Let's with that move on to the global updates. If you look at the global numbers, they are over 8 million. It's almost 8.3 million in terms of global infections. The death toll is over 4,40,000. US cases are more than 2.16 million. US deaths are over 1,17,000. The Chinese capital of Beijing has reported 21 cases amid its largest outbreaks since the peak of the epidemic in the country. So this new cluster that we are talking about in China is linked to a wholesale food market. It's in Beijing where the virus was reportedly found on cutting boards for salmon. So the Chinese and the Norwegian authorities have since determined that salmon from the Nordic countries was not the source, according to Reuters. Also, Sweden has attracted international attention for not implementing a strict lockdown. So a lot of people who had underlying, diseases, underlying ailments, and old age people had lost their lives in Sweden because it did not go under a lockdown. So there were strict guidelines in terms of physical distancing, mask, all of that, but the country wasn't shut down. Now the country's chief epidemiologist told CNBC that if there's a second wave of infections, he will focus more efforts on containing the spread of the virus. Also, Russia has reported a further 7,700 cases of the coronavirus, making the lowest daily rise in new infections in the last 6 weeks. Also, let me tell you, after US, a second worst impacted country is Brazil. It is followed by Russia and then comes India. But in terms of daily rise of infection, Russia is actually giving out less number in terms of daily reported cases than India. We had around 12,000 and Russia has around 7,700 new cases. In Russia, the total number stands at over 5,61,000 with over 7,600 deaths. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has told the lawmakers that the circulation of physical US coinage slowed to a near halt at some banks as the coronavirus and efforts to contain it kept America's at home. So this is a report by CNBC. The World Health Organization also meanwhile has announced dropping HCQ or hydroxychloroquine from its global study looking for potential treatment from the drug, but now it has been dropped. The announcement has come about the malaria drug on Monday when the Food and Drug Administration announced it was ending its emergency use authorization for the drug after conducting basic trials and concluding that it is unlikely to be effective. Let's come to the White House. The advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has said, that Trump's upcoming rally in Tulsa could become a site of the spread of the coronavirus. We know there are presidential elections this year and rallies have started. Most of the regions in the US have eased the lockdown, but it has been warned that it might lead to another set or cluster of infections. So Texas hospitalization have jumped over 11% in a day. Let's come to Singapore. Singapore has reported over 250 new coronavirus cases among foreigners. Also, cinemas, salons and non-contact sports will return to South Africa after they have eased the lockdown that was put in place because of the pandemic. Also, the Asian Development Bank has said that countries in developing Asia will barely grow in 2020. So that's some grim news. India's economy forecast is contraction by 4%, as I already discussed. And something that you should be reading on the Money Control website and app, you know about the current standoff between India and China at the border. So there is an interesting take as how easy is it to boycott Chinese goods? Because we are looking at this trend, not only on social media, but people are actually urging to do it. But, you know, take a look at it yourself, that China is India's biggest trading partner, accounting for 18% of its imports and 9% of its exports. So how easy or difficult will that be to boycott Chinese products? Also, Jamia Hamdard University from Delhi has been the first Indian university to start full-time online degrees. Many other top universities will follow. And to understand this, how these degrees would work, because it's the first time we are going online like this after the lockdown, it's a new normal we are living in. So the fee structure will be new, and how, you know, the interaction with peers and professors would change. So to understand all that, tune into the new FutureWise episode. Money Control's Kirtana Tiwari and M. Saraswati discuss the pros and cons of universities going online. With that, we are wrapping up this edition of the Coronavirus Essential Podcast. For all feedbacks and suggestions, do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. Thanks for tuning in today. See you tomorrow.